Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop. Because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's for real on the bench, coast to coast, in the biggest way possible. Hanging out the bad, see the broken, the bad apple with a bad attitude. We are live in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, ready to travel, some kind of fashion, shake it up, shoot, along with the golf gangster himself, the original OG, the ticket casher, the tater popper, Harbor High this afternoon. Mafia running it with Luke. I am your father. C to C on a terrible towel Tuesday. The lineup: Morency, a double shot, the sports rager, right in this very hour. Plus, Mike DeCourcy from the Sporting News today on C to C. And then in the final hour, Adam Kaplan, our NFL insider, because Thursday night begins payday. The NFL season is upon us, Carver High. Thursday night, Chiefs and Ravens. Friday night, Sao Paulo. The Copacabana special. Pack, Eagles from Brazil. And then on Sunday, roll it all out, including the Red Zone channel, the NFL on YouTube. Are you kidding me? It's Pain Day week right here on the grid. It's smarter to be on Sports Grid.
Happy Tuesday, Scotty, as we start a new football season, a long 7 months for us to get here, but it's Pain Day week again here on Coast to Coast. We always love Pain Day week. We just had a full weekend of college football. We got NFL Thursday night. We got NFL Friday night. We got college on Saturday. We got NFL on Sunday. We got NFL Monday night. We're back, which is what we love. We made it through all the, you know, we did the golf, we had the Olympics, the soccer, the baseball, all that. Pain Day's back, and that's what really matters around here on C to C as we get things going. And we have a lot to do today, of course, with Pain Day being back this week. We'll go through all the games for this coming week number one. And we have to go through, Scott, because we haven't been together. All this action that took place in this first weekend of college football. I got a lot of stuff for you later with the U, so I'll hold off on the U because I know we're going to get to it with what they did to the Gators at the Swamp on Saturday afternoon. We got to get to the Irish and what they did in College Station. But how about a top 10 team starting 0-2 and basically their season being over on Labor Day, right? Florida State finished, done, beaten up last night in Tallahassee by the Fighting Blewetts of Boston College, Scotty. How about that last night for your Labor Day night to watch the Noles get their butt kicked?
I mean, you know, more so than anything else, just the fact that Boston College ran a ball down their throat for, you know, almost 250 yards is insanity. That's just all there is to it. I've never seen that before in my life, a Florida State team give up that much on the ground, let alone the score, let alone Bill O'Brien's first game, let alone that they have now lost two ACC games. They lost in Dublin to Georgia Tech. Hell of an engineer. Hell of an engineer. And drink my whiskey clear. And then to back it up by losing to the Eagles on another ACC platter, 0-2 in conference play, finished in the conference, finished in the playoff. Everyone says you can lose two games and still get in the playoff. Not them, because they're not done losing. Let me tell you that much right now. They are not done losing. The meat of their schedule is later. These were supposed to be cupcakes. They were favored in both games. It's the only time a top 10 team has been favored in both games and lost both games. It's the third time it's happened since 1978. And Florida State's embarrassing. Norvell is embarrassed. And you know they're going to start calling for his head down in Tally.
Double-digit favorites in both games. I mean, they weren't just favorites. Double-digit favorites in both of those games to start the season. As we always love to say, what a shame. What a shame that they're pretty much finished. They still got to play Miami. They still got to play Notre Dame. They still got to play. They got a bunch of teams later on. So you're right. You could pretty much kiss the playoffs goodbye. That's a win. That's a win. That's a loss. We'll talk about Sunday night. USC getting it done against LSU in Vegas, which everyone said they had no shot, right? Everybody like, well, USC got no shot against LSU. Third year in a row, Scotty, LSU loses that high-profile first week game. They lost to Florida State the last 2 years. Now they lose this game. Brian Kelly will play later, smashing his fist on the table like he's doing the Aaron Boone tough guy act down in Baton Rouge this week. Bad start for Brian Kelly and LSU Sunday night in Vegas, Scotty.
Well, I mean, this is every year now that Brian Kelly loses the opener. And it's, what, 5 years now for LSU in a row that they've lost the opener? He wasn't there for two of them. So he's now upset. And, look, you and I have had this conversation. I'm going to say it again right now. I think DJU is one of the most overrated quarterbacks in college football. I thought he sucked at Clemson. I thought he sucked at Oregon State. You can quote me on that. And now he's worse at Florida State. He looked like a kid that came out of the Little League game and couldn't find his bike. Someone stole it at the park. I mean, that's what he looked like. He looked like someone stole his bike. And then the guy Nussmeier, he just doesn't matter. Okay, so he ain't Jaden Daniels, let me tell you that much. And another thing, the Florida State fans have been crying for, all last year. They didn't make the playoff, crying in the offseason. Florida State suing everyone to get out of the ACC. Look at them now with their pants around their ankles. I mean, look at them. They have nothing. Their quarterback stinks. They've lost two conference games. Their season's over. And they don't matter, and their quarterback stinks. I mean, the whole thing is just beautiful to me. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me. I got to tell you, I hate them more than anyone. And then my second favorite team to hate is the Florida Gators. So to have them both suck is just one of the great things I think that's happened to this country in a long time. It's beautiful. It's a big turnaround for this country. The Canes are back where they need to be, on top of Florida, on top of college football, and they got a badass quarterback.
Canes, no joke on Saturday. Later on, I've even got like a little Joey Z for you from Saturday afternoon. I mean, we got it all later for Cane Day with what they did in the swamp against them. Huge win for Notre Dame on Saturday night as well. You know me, Scotty. I have been very leery on Freeman. He hasn't won. The last couple years, he's lost some games he shouldn't have. That was a really good win for him on Saturday night. That was a really good win for Marcus Freeman. I still think that he's not letting the offense kind of do what maybe they could do, but maybe you want to credit the Texas A&M D, whatever you want to do. But that's a great win for him on the road to start the year.
Who's that coach? Pork Roll for A&M, your boy?
Mike Elko.
Your boy Pork Roll. He spent the entire game crying to refs. In front of 100,000 at Kyle Field, you had the biggest crowd, the rowdiest lit crowd ever. You had it all going, except you got sucker punched by the Irish. And it's true that Carver High and I both like Notre Dame. I've been a Canes fan since I was 5. I've been a Notre Dame fan my whole life. You know the story. I went to every game Joe Montana played at South Bend for the Irish. My dad was friends with Dan Devine. I have been a Notre Dame fan through thick and thin my whole life. But I like the Canes more. When the Canes played the Irish, it was the Convicts. I was all for them. You know, I got a lot of friends that played at Miami, coaches, players. I'm a huge fan of the program. Everybody down there knows it. I'm one of those outsiders. I went to Indiana, but I'm a true Cane fan through thick and thin. It's all about to you, baby. Cane Day, Cane Day, Cane Day, Cane Day, Cane Day, Cane Day. Woo!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Catch Sports Rage weeknights at 10 along all of our outlets, all of the OTTs, whatever that means, streaming networks, TV stations, radio network, Sports Byline USA, satellite on Sirius XM channel 159, Sports Rage, 10 o'clock weeknights. And hold on, the reviews are in. Let me see these grades here. The paperwork is in. The results are being tallied. Yes, it looks like another a score of 10 across the board for Morenci in Las Vegas, the performance. All the judges, all 10s across the board. Another perfect score.
I'm glad you enjoyed the experience. I try to give people a taste of what we're living when we're in Las Vegas, and we had a little bit of something for everybody. Entered a bunch of contests, hooked up with some old time friends, handicappers, and of course, wrapped up the weekend, Scott, with LSU and USC. What a football game live!
Yeah,
to be at. You just can't top a college atmosphere. You really can't, right? It just means more. Pro sports is big time. But it doesn't have the same craziness level of college football and their nut job fans. It was a great football game to be at. I'm ready to kick start this season. And I'll give you your Canes credit, Scott. I was wrong. I expected more from the Gators. I don't know why. It was a big mistake to expect more from the Gators. They got absolutely drilled. Absolutely drilled. And I've got a good quote here from Cam Ward. And I'll put my hand up. I was part of the crew, guys, that said, well, you know what? You're not playing against, you know, Oregon State anymore. You're not playing against Cal or Stanford. You're going into the swamp. A lot of people talked about him going into the swamp. And here's Miami's Cam Ward on the swamp. I played at USC. USC wasn't packed, but it was louder than this. I played at Oregon, and it was louder than this. The Pac-12 gets misspoken for. The Pac-12, that's where I believe real football is played. Washington was one of the loudest environments I ever played in. Not impressed with the swamp and some serious shade at the SEC here. SEC's got it. You guys got yourself a quarterback with some swagger right now.
Yeah, he's so smooth. Like, you see how competent he is and how methodical he is and how stress-free he is when he drops back. When there's pressure on him, he does the reverse rollout. He's got a step up, a step sideways. He can shake down. He can boogie. When he runs the ball, do you see him like slow down and stop and say, go ahead and jack me up for another 15 yards if you want to hit me standing on the sideline? He's got it all figured out. Throwing ropes. That pass to the back of the end zone to George literally made me horny. And then I thought the Restrepo pass before the half was just an absolute stake through their heart.
Let me tell you, Scott, as well, look how Florida State, I see Florida State is suing the ACC still.
Yeah, whatever.
And yeah, what they should get sued for sucking as hard as they do. Yeah, you know, like Florida State, you guys are acting, you want out of the ACC. Who wants you? Like the Big Ten doesn't want you. So I guess you're hoping the SEC wants you. And they're not like, you know what I mean? It's not like, oh, we need Florida State. Yeah, it's not like, oh, the SEC, we better get Florida State or we're in trouble. Like, I don't know what, like, Florida State should be worried about just winning the ACC as opposed to, like,
that's
getting out of the, you can't even win the ACC. So, what, you're going to go somewhere else? You can't even.
That's over.
But I want to bring this up for your Canes, Scott, because this is the way Florida works. You know this. Remember when the Gators were winning with Urban Meyer? Everybody in the state wants to go to the winner, right? That's the way it worked. Everybody wanted to be a Gator. In the old days, everybody wanted to be a Seminole with Bobby Bowden. And in, you know, in the old convict era and the U days, you know, it sort of goes in cycles. Whoever the better team is will start to get the players in state. And you look right now, Scott, if you're like, and, you know, these kids can decommit at any time, Scott. So think about all these blue chips and say, yeah, I'll go to Florida State and are watching this. They're not going to go anymore. And if you look, you've got the Florida Gators are freaking terrible as well. You know, the Gators, since Billy Napier's taken over, they're the second worst team in the SEC. Only Vanderbilt have lost more football games than the Florida Gators. And I didn't realize they were that bad.
And they won. Yeah, they won.
And they got a big win, big upset win against the Hokies. Yeah, that's right.
And I bet on them.
So where I'm going with this, Scott, is if you're a badass blue chip player, high school player in Florida right now, you don't want to play for Florida State. You're looking at the Gators and you're saying no thanks, and you're watching what the Canes are doing. You guys have an opportunity to build something. You got this year, but I'm saying you can really hit them in recruiting right now and build up for the next couple of years and keep them down, because a bunch of kids won't want to play for them now because they both suck.
So let me ask you a question. I have been critical of Cristobal because all he's done is lose, and he hasn't won anything that mattered, and he's a great recruiter tag, and then the Cubans love him, and none of that matters to me. I'm used to winning national championships at Miami. We got five of them, and it's been forever. So he's finally got a team. Do you believe they're that good, or did they just play a crappy team and they still have to prove that they're good the rest of the way? The only real game they have is Florida State. Their schedule is easy. Do you buy the Canes for the playoff, or are they just a one-trick pony because they beat a crappy team?
I'm buying them, Scott, and I think that they're so good they can win despite Mario Cristobal. Don't find yourself in close games. Blow teams out. Like, Cam Ward is so good. You know, Cristobal is just going to stand there and watch. If Cristobal's smart, he'll just get out of the way. He's got the talent. You've got the offensive line, Scott. The O-line is wicked. Great.
Huge.
Offensive line. You've got the quarterback. You can put points up on the board. The defense can play well enough. And look at the landscape now, Scott, of the ACC. Who's good in this conference? Clemson can't score. So you got Clemson in this anemic offense. And I think, you know, let's give credit to Georgia a little bit. Georgia aren't that good. I think once Clemson get an ACC play, it'll even out. But Miami look like a better football team than Clemson do. Florida State are out of the equation. To me, Scott, this lines up beautifully for the Canes to get into the playoffs. Like, the ACC's down right now. You know what? You're going to get, like, a surprise team, like the Georgia Techs of the world. And, you know, like, there's going to be, you know, it's not going to be easy on a weekly basis for teams in the ACC. But with that being stated, this lined up beautifully for the Canes right now, Scott. It really is. I'm not dismissing Clemson still for the ACC, because what you said earlier off the top of the show is true. FSU are screwed. You lost two conference games. Go home. It's over. Clemson lost a non-conference game. Let's see what happens.
We got another shot with Lorenzi.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In a stunning development, much like the gymnast who had her bronze medal stripped, a review has come in to the Pharrell Spew newsroom. One of the judges has dismissed his 10 rating for Morenci and dropped him down to a 7.5. And here is his explanation. Not cheating, not steroids. Quote, failure to eat at Andiyama while staying at the D will cost him his 10. Now a 7.5. Thus, not straight across the board 10s. One of the judges giving you a 7.5. Your delinquency and not showing up at the best restaurant in Vegas for a tomahawk. You were passed out with your clothes on and sneakers on in a suite upstairs and a tipped over bottle of booze next to your hand. Very embarrassing showing. The judge now turning you in at a 7.5.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it was a lack. I had a lack of food across the entire weekend. Scott, it was liquid protein and liquid spirits. For the most part, in Vegas. What are you going to do? I woke up, was like, you know, 8 a.m, the games are starting. I'm like, all right, let's get after it. But I would hit the wall. pretty early. I'm not as young as I used to be. So, like, each day I had, like, a good, you know, 12, 14-hour chunk. But I tapped out at weird times. Like, I really did. It was bizarro world. Like Saturday night, I did not go out at all. I did not go out. I was up at 8 in the morning, bouncing around from sportsbook to sportsbook all day. It's like 120 degrees there, bro. I'm melting. Like, you know what I mean? I'm drinking drinks, Scott, and I'm standing there waiting for an Uber.
Dehydrated.
Like, the can would be hot in like 10 minutes, bro. Like, I'd have a cold drink, and after a couple of minutes outside, I'd be like, oh, God, man. Gotta get a new one. This thing's done. It was that hot. So... I watched the games, and then Saturday night I was done after the 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 slate games. I dug down deep one last time, Scott, to make it over to Allegiant Stadium on Sunday. And it was an afternoon game, bro, right there too. So it was a project, man. Yeah, 4:30, except let me tell you, it took like hours to get into that place. They set an all-time record. There was more people there for this football game than there was even the Super Bowl, which I was like, wow. Like, I mean, you figure, all right, the Super Bowl, they sell many tickets. But
right.
In college, they count the cheerleaders and the bands as, like, attendees. It's like how many people are in the building. So because of the bands, of both bands, you like this little interesting story too, Scott. Some of the kids on the band on LSU got screwed. They only brought juniors and seniors, the band for LSU, because the freshmen and sophomores are 21 and under, and they didn't want any scandals.
No shenanigans.
They were worried the kids would underage drink, something would happen, and LSU was like, yeah, no, we're not sending anyone under 21 to Las Vegas. USC's cool. They were like, everybody went.
So what was the you had mentioned to me in the break, the quotas, like the LSU hotties, and then there was the USC veteran leadership, the older USC.
Yeah, yeah. I would have to say that there was a difference. There really was a difference. It was like, the sorority sisters were out in full flight, like LSU, like dressed up, like all wearing the same thing, they're chanting, they're singing, and like hardcore Southern Belle type stuff, right? You know, like, whoa, hey. But then, Scott, here comes USC and a little bit older with, like, their kids and stuff and just, like, rich. Like,
really hot.
Oh, yeah, perfect tan, rich, cruising along. Husband looked perfect. Perfect looking kids with their USC shirts on. Right. You know what I mean? I was like, damn. You know, you got the rich LA type. Hey, USC, man, that's a pretty rich, fat, you know, booster alum club. And at the game, Scott, too, most of the expensive seats were LSU in red, and all the upper deck was LSU.
How about that last drive and that run up the middle to win it? I mean, talk about sticking it down your throat.
I thought Miller Moss, the quarterback of USC, looked great, bro.
Me too.
Throwing darts, poise in the pocket.
I bet on him with you. Your play was great there.
That's only his second career start, guys. Think about that.
He played in
one bowl game, and he played at this high level, man. Like, they're good. They're going to be in the mix for the Big Ten, Scott. Like, as a Michigan fan, I'm like, damn, I thought USC were going to suck. I guess they don't.
Michigan might be in trouble this week against Texas in the Big House. Michigan didn't look that good against a tough Fresno State team. Morenci, I'm glad you made it back in one piece. We'll see you again tomorrow, and we'll check you out tonight on Sports Radio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Always a pleasure to have Mike DeCourcy of the Sporting News on Coast to Coast, and we start rocking with him during the first week of the NFL season. He's fresh off a trip to Italy on vacation. And I was just telling him, and I was excited to go to the Steelers home opener in a couple of weeks. I guess I can't live up to that, resume, you know, having that itinerary. Milan, I heard you say, I'm like, Christ, this guy went to Italy? Like, you were in Italy for vacation? Like, what is left after that?
I will tell you, Scott, part of the vacation was to go see a soccer game. My wife and I went to see Inter Milan.
Wow.
And you can take all of the crazy sports, crazy American sports fans that you've ever witnessed inside a stadium. Cameron crazies, all of the, like, all the crazy, and then multiply it by 10, and you'll still fall short of how wild it is at an Inter Milan game. They are absolutely cacophonous throughout the game. And one of the interesting things, their support, what some people call the ultras, their supporter section, whatever you want to call them, they are located on the second level at San Siro in the end zone. And there are 8 to 10 of the what they call in soccer capos, the cheerleaders, the yell leaders, whatever you want to call them. They are hanging. They are straddling the second deck railing. There is one leg dangling and then the other leg back on dry land. And if they lean a little bit too far to the right, they're falling 40 feet, but they're all in. They like it, they're not worried about the danger at all. It's all about supporting Inter Milan. I've never seen anything like that in 40 plus years of covering sports.
Was it safe?
You mean for me? Yes.
Yeah.
To do the straddling? No. For us, it was great. It was we had great seats on the sideline. It was a delightful night. They don't pay that much attention to the no smoking signs, which is a little bit disappointing. but it was a phenomenal evening, without a doubt. A real entertainment. We kind of wanted to see AC Milan to see Christian Pulisic play, but. The way our itinerary worked out, it was Inter that was playing. So we went there, and it was a phenomenal experience.
Where else did you go in Italy?
We were in Milan strictly for 4 or 5 days, and then we went from there up on a train up to a beautiful lake town in Switzerland called Lugano, which the most beautiful place I think I've ever been. Just tremendous.
Yeah, my dad's been there. I remember him just raving about that place and the Swiss Alps. And, you know, it's just amazing there. They won't let me go there. The federal agents have prohibited me from going there. I would be one of the guys dangling off the railing and falling 40 feet and causing injury to others. I read your article about your excitement for the college football season, Mike, and it's underway. We've already been ranting and raving today about a couple things. Mike Canes, Carver High's Fighting Irish. Also, I have a history with Notre Dame and how bad Florida State looks. And what was your thoughts of the real opening week of college football, which was this past weekend?
Well, first of all, everything that I talked about in the column started to come true this past weekend with some terrific results. The USC victory was huge. Penn State going down to West Virginia was really impressive. LSU taking that loss. And then the Florida State taking that second loss. All these things add up to real significance now. Whereas before, you would just have erased somebody like a Florida State from the rest of this season that's over. They got nothing to play for, but maybe making the Liberty Bowl or whatever. I mean, Florida State technically can still work their way back into it. And it's a huge it's a huge mountain for them to climb because both of their losses were league losses.
Right.
So it's going to be really hard for them to make it back. Or LSU. I mean, everybody's ready to write off Brian Kelly and the Tigers now because they lost that game. And it certainly hurts. And they got mad. You saw Kelly pound the table and all that. But they can go into the SEC now, win the league, and make it to the playoff. It's still all out there for them. It doesn't have to be over because you stunk it up in 1 week. I think that's beautiful. The Florida State thing is fascinating on its own because of the fact that they're suing the ACC. Everybody in the league now dislikes them, if not more. I think they've become maybe the least popular college football team in America now. They're up there with Notre Dame. You know, they're kind of fighting the Irish for that title. And the Irish, of course, they have basically a century of building toward this. Florida State got it done in 6 months. How about that? I mean, that's a real achievement, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean to tell you. And I'll say one thing.
I don't believe for 1 minute that you can lose two conference games to start your season when you're double-digit favorites and then have the schedule that they have left, even in the ACC. There is no way in hell they're in that playoff. There is no way.
Oh, it's not going to happen, but it's mathematically possible.
No, it isn't. Okay. Not where I come from. I skipped that day of school. I am telling you, I'm from Mount Lebanon. That is not working. That math is not working for me. I have a question for you. I thought Michigan looked average, the defending champs. Fans are already on Moore. That took 5 minutes. And now they have Quinn Ewers and the Longhorns coming to the Big House this week.
Yeah, it's a tough game for them. Absolutely. Texas looked really nice. Obviously not a great opponent, but they looked really nice in their opener. Ewers is a significant talent. Now has a nice commercial out there. The Dr. Pepper commercial. He's nationally famous now.
Right.
And this is a big moment for him because he's got to deliver in a big game. I mean, they had a really nice year last year, and they had a really nice year. But again, as I mentioned before, all these games have such consequence now. It obviously won't have anything to do with whether Texas wins the SEC, but it will have a lot to do with whether Texas, if they don't win the SEC, can still get into the playoff. It'll have a lot to do with, if they do get into the playoff, what they might be seeded. So these games really matter. And going into the Big House, I know Michigan doesn't have the same team that they did a year ago. They lost a lot of talent as well as their coach. But playing against 106,000 people is still a challenge. And I think it'll be a fascinating game to watch on Saturday.
Aller looked good for Penn State. They have owned West Virginia like no other team. I mean, what are they like? I mean, they've lost to them twice ever. And they've beaten them a ton of times. And they kicked their ass in Morgantown. I know they had all these fancy shows down there celebrating how great the Mountaineers are. But they're not good. And Penn State looked good.
I thought they looked really nice. I thought Aller played really well. Missed a few passes that he could have hit. And you say to yourself, how accurate is he? But then some of the passes that he put right on the money. And you think, okay, like nobody's going to throw, or not often is some a quarterback going to throw 30 for 30. I mean, they're going to miss a few along the way. And he missed a few. But when you can put a pass like he did on the end, on the sideline and put it where no one else can catch it. Those kinds of throws are the ones that separate the special quarterbacks. People want to judge based on the first time you see somebody, but quarterback play of all positions in sports is something that really builds. I mean, even going back to when I first saw Peyton Manning as a freshman at Tennessee, not the same player that he was in year four. And then as a rookie in the NFL, not the same player he was in year 10. So I think Aller showed some real ability and that Penn State can be really dangerous as they go forward in the Big Ten. And remember, they don't have to play any longer, both Michigan and Penn State. They're going to have some tough Big Ten games, but that two-game gauntlet was really tough for them.
Real quick, I got 10 seconds. How is the food in Italy? Is that a bad question?
No. It's quite obvious. Ewers is a great quarterback, and Italian food in Italy is great.
Mamma mia. All right, Mike, great stuff. We'll see you soon. Thank you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver High just told me that I've mastered the art of scanning a crowd from a distance and spotting, recruits. He said that I've done a terrific job of recruiting today at the U.S. Open in this men's quarterfinal of Fritz and Zverev, that I've been able to spot at several moments top quality five-star talent.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if you're scanning the crowd, you're maybe not watching the tennis match. Some people don't want to watch the tennis. They're just there to scan the crowd, and that's really all that they're doing there. But you've got the eye for it, that's for
sure.
Thank you. As we get down, final week of the U.S. Open here in Flushing Meadows and all the big stars.
It is the greatest event. And believe me,
it's your favorite tennis event by far.
It is. There is the U.S. Open. There is the Open Championship, and then there's nothing else. Like, honestly, in golf, it's the Open. In tennis, yeah, it's the U.S. Open. That Wimbledon tea and crumpets is for British people. You can have that. I have nothing against the Brits. My nephew, Carbomb, lives in London. Have at it. Remember when we brought him, Mafia, to New York, how drunk we got that kid? We rolled him down the driveway. You know, if you can't hang with us at the highest levels of partying, then you're unable to convince me that Wimbledon matters. You have to be able to take your game to another level, like Morenci. He was doing 16-hour shifts of boozing in Vegas, and he did it like a man. We can't have people passing out after 5 hours of drinking.
Can't have that at all. That is completely unnecessary and uncalled for. All right, let's go through a bunch of these games from the weekend in college in a little bit more detail. We'll start with last night. 28-13, Boston College beats Florida State. How about the rushing, Scotty? BC outrushed Florida State 263-21. They ran for 263 yards. And hey, welcome back to college, Bill O'Brien. Maybe that's going to be a nice spot for him, Scotty. Everybody crushed him, you know, with the Texans and did such a bad job. Made the playoffs every year, but they did such a bad job. I think this is a perfect gig for him. You know, Northeast, BC, can do his thing. Not a ton of pressure on him to win. I think that's a nice spot for Bill O'Brien, and he's going to have him at Boston.
I mean, unequivocally, without a doubt, he's been through all these high-profile jobs, and then the media has seared him every stop. And, yep, and people in Boston, let's face facts, they don't care about Boston College. It's a hockey school. And so they attack the, you know, the Patriots, Red Sox, and Celtics. That's where the media focus is. It's not on Boston College. It's a hockey school. Let's face facts. It got more attention for Goudreau dying and his brother than Bill O'Brien beating Florida State, without a doubt, and it should have. I think you're right. No stress at BC and Chestnut Hill. And it's a great school. It really is. I got a kid that I, as you know, that I know and I'm friends with, the family that the kid's playing at BC, and he's he's a Dallas Star. He got drafted by the NHL Stars, and he's playing at BC. It's a hockey school. No stress. Football's never mattered. I like their quarterback. He didn't throw the ball in that game last night because he didn't have to.
He didn't have to, and you actually reminded me of something. That was O'Brien did a great job before the game. They were doing the pregame interview with him on the field, and he said, before I even say anything, I just want to wish my best to the Goudreau family. Of course, Boston right. College, they played hockey there. That happened while you were out at the end of last week, too. Awful, yeah. Scotty. Just awful. Absolutely awful. Those kids down there in South Jersey.
This loser that hit
him.
Oh,
my God.
And then the worst part of it was this guy in court. Did you see him in court when the judge told him he wasn't getting out? He's like, what do you mean I'm not getting out?
Yeah.
Like, you're not getting out ever, bro.
You're not getting out ever.
30-year stretch.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable.
He admitted he was hammered. He admitted he had sex. And he had beers on him. He was drinking while he was driving and swerving. They said he was passing cars the whole way down the road. Then he annihilated those two and killed them. Then he wanted to get out for the weekend. It was, you know, Labor Day weekend. He didn't want to have to deal with all this jail and everything. Can we do this later? Can I get bail, Your Honor? No.
Better get used to those bars, kid. Like they said back in Back to the Future. Better get used
he
to those bars.
He works in a rehab. The guy works in an alcohol treatment facility. Not anymore.
So O'Brien's not going to get any heat from Boston College, but who is going to get heat? Oh. Mike Norvell down in Tallahassee. He's going to start to get lots of heat. Here he is talking about the awful 0-2 start to his season.
You know, for us, you know, I'm sick to how the season started. Obviously tonight,
best thing I've ever seen.
You know, I failed in preparing the team to be able to go out and respond tonight, and you know, and just the things that were necessary for us, the things we talked about, things we emphasized. You know, obviously, you know, in all phases, you know, we're not able to execute.
Oh my God.
You know, obviously, didn't put them in a position to showcase what I believe that this football team is.
What are they?
It's extremely disappointing. And, you know, I apologize to to our fans. Apologize to
Bobby,
everybody associated with the program. I mean, that
everybody.
Was
you apologize to
extremely
everybody.
Disappointing that we're not better.
Well, so we're not better. Yeah, we're Bobby not better. Bowden's turning in his grave. Okay, and so yes. and listen, I hate them more than any team on earth, but I respected Bobby Bowden, right? Like I, yes. you know, he was a Titan. Fair enough. I will not disregard his greatness, but screw the rest of them.
Of course. And his son, Terry, who's now with us on Friday, Scotty, I talked to him the last 2 weeks here on Coast to Coast while you were out. So Coach Terry Bowden with us on Fridays now here at C2C. So that I had some fun with Coach the last couple
weeks.
Great.
Yeah, I just said great things about his dad. And meanwhile, yes. I said nothing else nice about Florida State. But Terry Bowden wasn't at Florida State.
No. Nope, he was not. Auburn, Akron, UL Monroe, etc. All right, we'll come back and I'll give you the rest of these, including, of course, the USC win. I got that Joe Z clip for you from Miami's big win on Saturday.
We got you. And Don Bailey and my boy.
So we'll do all that
as we move. Kane.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, so I think Morenzi's right about one thing. I have to say the USC alumni, I give them strong grades, strong evaluations. Very impressive outfit, that group. I mean, to tell you, when they roll into town or when you go to see them play at the Coliseum, it is quite impressive. You need to have mirrored sunglasses on at all times so people don't catch you looking at them, creeping on it. Can't be an old guy creeping on hotties. They're everywhere.
No.
They're like bees. I mean, they fly everywhere.
Yes.
They're unavoidable. And they say the earth needs bees to make everything work. So they're all out at USC games, the bees, and plenty of honey.
No doubt about that. Had to be some scene at Allegiant with the USC and the LSU faithful. And probably you would have to say the game of the weekend Sunday night, 27-20, USC with the win over LSU. Miller Moss had a huge game for the Trojans, Scotty. So did Woody Marks, who had a couple of touchdowns, including this one, in the final seconds, tied at 20. Everybody thought USC was going to run the clock out for a field goal. We never trust college kickers, Scotty. Just get in the end zone on ESPN ABC.
Nancy's a transfer from Georgia Southern. Woody Marks might make it a moot point, and he does. Talk about all the field goals, and Woody Marks rumbles into the end zone, and USC is on top with 8 seconds to play.
You know, Woody Marks had two on the ground. He meant business. I thought he had a really strong game for the men of Troy.
That is a big way to stamp yourself in a new conference, right? You join the Big Ten. Getting a win over LSU. That is huge. For the Brian Kelly side of things, as we mentioned at the top of the show, not good. Third year in a row since he's been there that they have lost their high-profile season opener. Yeah, LSU as a whole has now lost 5 in a row. Season openers. Here's Kelly afterwards.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things. About not finishing when you have an opponent in a position to put them away. But what we're doing on the sideline is feeling like the game's over. And I'm so angry about it that I got to do something about it. I'm not doing a good enough job as a coach.
Oh, here
and
we go. Here
I got to coach him better because here it's unacceptable for us not to have found a way to win this football game. It's ridiculous.
Oh, listen, let me just say this to you, Mike. You've heard me say this to you before. I'm gonna repeat myself. You should have never left Notre Dame. I think he had the best job in college football. I've never known anyone that walks out the door at Notre Dame. Like, you got to be nuts. And he won there. And all I know, and he played for national championships. They say he went to LSU to win national championships. Let me tell you something. He is getting older. and he hasn't sniffed a national championship, nor do I see him winning a national championship anytime before he's too old to win one. You heard me. I do not believe he will win a national title at LSU, and you can quote me on that. Everyone else is caught up to him, Mike.
I'm starting to think that way as well. You know, I was very sour when he left South Bend. And look, I just, here was the thing for me, this game on Sunday night, everybody, you know, like you saw, like the total was in the mid 60s. They had a, Nussmeier is not Jaden Daniels, Scotty. I think you said that earlier. I mean, he's not. That is a different quarterback that they have at LSU this year. They are not going to be running up and down the field, scoring 50-plus points every single week. Those days are over. He's in the NFL now, and they need to play a little D, which they're not that great at either. So I think Brian's in for a long year. And I know Mike's right, or Gabe's right, whoever said it, that you know they could still do really well in the SEC and probably still make the playoff and all that. That's all fine and good, but I think they'll find a matchup like that down the road if that happens, Scotty, and they'll lose again.
Listen, are not better than Georgia or Alabama right now or at any point this year. Listen, DeBoer's gone in there. They looked fantastic. And Georgia's flat out better than LSU. If they were drunk, they're still better.
I'm not sure they're better than Ole Miss either. I mean, I know we'll get
Jackson
that
Dart
down the road.
Jackson Dart is going to win the Heisman. He's putting up video game numbers. He had 500 yards in the first half.
From your lips to God's ears, I got a good ticket on him last week when I was in Pennsylvania. So I hope Jackson Dart does win the Heisman this year.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.